USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Joe Biden warned at the NATO summit in Brussels that a food shortage is imminent following the effect of sanctions levied against Russia coming to pass.
So talk about food shortages. And it's going to be real. The price of these sanctions is not just imposed upon Russia. It's imposed upon an awful lot of countries as well, including European countries and our country as well. And because both Russia and Ukraine have been the breadbasket of Europe in terms of wheat, for example.
Arizona, Oklahoma, and Kentucky all passed bills that would ban transgender youth from participating in girls' sports, the latest in a flurry of state legislation by Republicans on a heated election year issue. In addition to the Republican-sponsored Save Women's Sports Act, Arizona lawmakers passed legislation that would prohibit physicians from providing gender-affirming surgery to minors. This is USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
Teachers in Minneapolis reached a tentative agreement to end a more than two-week strike over pay and other issues that stopped 29,000 students and around 4,500 educators and staff in one of Minnesota's largest school districts. The Union for Teachers and Support Staff planned to announce details later this weekend, but the union said it achieved what it sought when its members walked off the job March 8th when they were unable to agree on a contract with district leaders. United States Representative Jeff Fortenberry of Nebraska was convicted on charges that he lied to federal authorities about an illegal $30,000 contribution to his campaign from a foreign billionaire at a 2016 Los Angeles fundraiser. A federal jury in L.A. deliberated about 2 hours before finding the nine-term Republican guilty of concealing information and two counts of making false statements to authorities. Fortenberry was charged after denying to the FBI that he was aware he had received illicit funds from a Nigerian billionaire of Lebanese descent. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
The United States is trying to help the EU get more natural gas.
Early Friday morning, President Biden announced the United States and European leaders have created a task force focused on helping to cut the European Union's heavy reliance on Russian fossil fuels. The broad outline calls for the United States working with international partners to find another 15 billion cubic meters of liquid natural gas for Europe this year. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The resignation of senior Russian government officials and their reported moves abroad aren't the first voluntary departures of people leaving state jobs since Russia's war with Ukraine, but it is one of the biggest ones. Anatoly Chubais, who was President Vladimir Putin's envoy to international organizations on sustainable deployment, is well known in Russia. He's held high-profile posts over the last three decades, beginning under Boris Yeltsin, the first post-Soviet leader. A number of public figures have condemned the invasion of Ukraine and left their post at state-run institutions and companies, which is signaling divisions in Russia's official ranks over the war. So far, there have been no indications that the resignations have reached into Putin's inner circle. The Sweet 16 continues in the NCAA tournament tonight. Big games for teams trying to make it into the Final Eight. North Carolina versus UCLA. Iowa State versus Miami. Purdue versus number 15 seed St. Peter's. And the only number one seed remaining in the tournament, Kentucky, plays Providence. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.